Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do it. Everyone's been waiting for Ralph James Choppy in love with the school he went to. The Tennessee Volunteers have become the embarrassment of the college football world. We got a lot of other coaching stuff to get to, including Herm Edwards reportedly taking the job at Arizona State. Mack Brown, according to some, had thrown his name into the hat for one final run. But Choppy, you're in studio. Welcome back. Take it away with where things stand.
Well, this is tough for me to figure out where things stand because I have a functional brain. And apparently nobody at my university has a functional brain right now.
Now, you know who really runs the Tennessee football program. I mean, I don't really have to tell you, but I'm not sure many people are aware.
Clay Travis?
No.
Peyton Manning?
No.
Lane Kiffin?
Nope.
Jimmy Haslam?
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns owner, who is 1-26 as an owner.
and may lose a lot. I don't know whether he's going to jail. I don't know whether they're going to take the Browns from him, but there is a taped audio recording that was played in court the other day that apparently had Jimmy Haslam's voice on it, basically knowing that he was scamming customers, you know, in a lawsuit that over which we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Now, this he owns the Pilot Flying J gas station company, which is, you know, that's a huge, huge. The Flying J truck stops are just all over the place. National brand. The guy's got boatloads of money. He's, you know, he's in his 60s. He's right from there from Knoxville. He's a Tennessee guy. He basically has built the entire university anyway. All the new buildings are basically because of him. But he also is running the athletic department into the ground. Because, and the only problem, like Jimmy Haslam's, he's got, like, Peyton Manning is on his team. He's on his side. And now Peyton's on the wrong side of history because he's on the side that is hiring and firing all these nitwit coaches, which is just horrific. And this is no longer an exercise in incompetence. This is an exercise in flat-out impotence. That's what this is. Like, these guys have no idea what they're doing. And they're ruining the university because they offered their job to Dave Doran, who is the NC State coach who was almost fired before this. He is 15-25 in the ACC. They just fired a guy, Tennessee, who's 14-24 in the SEC. What are they doing? And the bad thing is the guy hasn't even said yes yet. He wanted to sleep on it. Like, that's how bad this is.
Yeah.
No one wants this job because these idiot redneck fans revolted against a good coach on Sunday. Like, Greg Schiano's a good football coach, right?
Yeah. The biggest criticism about Schiano is, you know, running guys into the ground.
Oh, he's a maniac. Yeah, he's a maniac.
But you can do that more in college. But Bill Belichick, like, went out of his way to vouch for him. Obviously, Urban Meyer thinks very highly of him. And as you brought up yesterday with the phone call in, I don't think anybody gives enough value to what he did at a place like Rutgers.
No, I don't think anybody does either. And if you notice, the people who are saying, boy, Tennessee, you guys screwed this whole thing up because you got a good coach, they're all former players and coaches who understand that he's a good coach. And then these, you know, knuckleheads in the media who are sitting there trying to take over the world, they're the ones that are ruining this entire operation. This entire thing, start to finish, from that carnival barker Clay Travis to the Twitter mob he ensued to that imbecile who wrote that message on The Rock about Schiano. The Rock is this big, giant, like 12-ton landmark that you can just paint on and paint messages and whatever. And they wrote that Shiano's a child rape enabler. That guy should never have a job. I know you're 19. I get it. You're a moron. Like, get out of school. Like, leave campus, revoke his tuition, all that stuff. You don't get a diploma. All these things add up to the fact now that the Purdue coach turned us down.
Who's that?
Jeff Brohm. And here's how bad it is. They agree to terms. The AD goes back to the school and says, this is the contract I agreed to. And they says, no, you got to lower the money. Well, what? Lower the money? It doesn't work like that when everyone says no. Who are these morons who have not even called Les Miles? Who are these racists who haven't even contacted T. Martin? That's what that is.
Racist?
Yes. I'm on a text chain with a million friends of mine. None of them are, and they're all saying, no, T. Martin, not happening because of that reason. They'll never have a black coach at Tennessee.
Really?
And you know what? They're 100% right. They'll never have one.
Wow.
And that's why Kevin Sumlin won't get a phone call. That's why Willie Taggart won't get a phone call. That's why T. Martin won't get a phone call.
But they're cool to have a black quarterback. That's fine. Has there been a black quarterback since T. Martin there?
Yeah, Josh Dobbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're fine with that.
Yeah. But, I mean, Josh Dobbs is like an aerospace engineer. So, oh. I mean, you know,
it cancels out.
Cancels out, right? Yeah, yeah, of course. God, these knuckleheads, man. T. Martin wins a title there. Can't even get an interview. Like, he has said, I will take it.
They haven't contacted
him? They haven't called him.
So, Jeff Brohm apparently says no. David Cutcliffe decides to stay at Duke. He's like, you know, Peyton Manning's personal QB guru.
The coach of Purdue and Duke said no to one of the 11 programs that has won a national championship in the modern era.
Now, reports also say that they had talks with Chad Morris and Auburn defensive coordinator Kevin Steele.
Kevin Steele is a former player. Kevin Steele went 9-36 at Baylor.
Damn.
Like the year Tennessee had 4-8 was like a good year for Kevin Steele. Like that's a non-starter.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question. Clay Travis, diehard Tennessee, started all this basically, and this is so sickening to say, but he will go into the ground loving the fact that on his tombstone he can say, I stopped Greg Schiano from being the head coach. He put up a Twitter poll question of who Tennessee fans want. Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach, T. Martin, Dave Doran.
He's the NC State coach who they offered the job to yesterday.
Who would you vote for first? Would you be willing to get, have we reached a point, and it sounds like he may be interested, that you would be willing to get Lane Kiffin back?
Lane Kiffin was, yes, Lane Kiffin's a good football coach.
Look what he's doing right now.
Yes, Lane Kiffin's a good play caller. He's a good football mind.
He's just a douchebag.
Yeah, I would love Mike Leach. I would love Mike Leach. You know, Mike Leach had this thing, they wanted to interview him, and they said, well, we want to interview you and do a photo shoot. And he said, no, thanks. Whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. What's the photo shoot idea?
Out of 38,000 votes, 47% voted Lane Kiffin. 23% voted T. Martin. 22% voted Mike Leach.
And by the way, Lane Kiffin will not be going to Tennessee.
No.
Lane Kiffin yesterday tweeted out a photo of Kim Jong-un photoshopped with a Tennessee Vols sweater. Breaking news, Kim Jong-un has turned down the Tennessee job. He tweeted that out.
Well, that's kind of like making fun of it, right?
Yeah, that's why he wouldn't go there. He doesn't want to be a part of the joke.
Do you remember?
I don't know.
Do you remember Eric Ainge, the quarterback?
Kind of.
Okay, Eric Ainge was...
Danny's brother?
It's actually his nephew.
Is it?
Yeah, it's his nephew.
I was just trying to be...
So he was a Tennessee quarterback the last time they were actually halfway decent. And he quarterbacked to the NFL for a little bit. He posted a screenshot of a text conversation he had with Lane Kiffin. And the first thing is...
Way to respect the privacy.
Right, the first thing he posted was a response that Ainge had to him, which was... Because you suck, and I don't ever want you to come back here. Thanks, bye. You can go anywhere else, not here. Lane responds, does your son have your phone? Aren't you a professional show host? And Ainge is like, I'm on the flagship. I'm a homer. I think you're a great play caller, but I don't want you to coach here. Good luck. And this is a host in Knoxville. And Lane's like, I never said I wanted to, by the way. This is what people are dealing with.
You guys are insane.
This is why nobody wants to go there, because people are insane there. They're literally crazy. They are absolutely Chip Kelly chose UCLA over Florida. This is not basketball. Okay, UCLA puts all their money into Pauley Pavilion. Nothing into their football program. They play in a 100-year-old building that sucks. They have an 80-yard football practice field. Florida has every advantage possible, even though their facilities are not great. He said, no, I don't want to go to the SEC. I want to go five steps down to UCLA than Florida. That's what these people are dealing with. Nobody wants to go there. You don't need to make money. You don't need to go to the SEC to make money. I don't blame these people for not wanting to go. I blame my university for incompetence and for having this just awful view of themselves. I mean, who is this? This John Curry is the same guy who ran Frank Martin out of K-State. Said, no, I don't want Frank Martin anymore.
Fantex, no. I just passed by my local Walmart, and the University of Tennessee had a table out front taking applications. So is this going to be this NC State coach, you think?
I hope not. If it is, there'll be a revolt like you. This will be beyond Shiano. They'll have this guy towed up for the JFK murder by the end of that week. I mean, you better not hire Dave Dorn. When T. Martin and Lane Kiffin and Les Miles are out there, and Les Miles is begging for a job. Like, why has he not been called?
Yeah.
Why are these people not calling Les Miles? You know, why is this not happening?
All right, let's move on as painful as it is to do so, because Choppy's misery can be maybe transferred to Troy and possible worry. Where is the Jimbo Fisher signing? Where's the official news? Florida State reportedly looking at Oregon coach Willie Taggart as a top candidate if and when Jimbo takes the Aggie offer. Where is it?
I don't know. Like, he did a coach's show yesterday.
Oh, a fan got escorted out.
Yes.
Yeah, he was doing a live call-in show, and this is how big Florida State football is. His live call-in show airs on ABC. That would be the equivalent of airing a coach's show on Channel 8 here in the Metroplex.
Wow.
That's how big it was. They were doing a live call-in show at a restaurant or someplace like that. And the guy took the mic and just asked Jimbo flat out.
Very excited when you came on board with the program. Very excited to have you as the offensive coordinator. Very excited when you became the head coach.
Yes, sir.
It's been kind of a tough season.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching a lot of your press conferences and how you would talk about how we need to be committed to the program and keep cheering for the team. And we need to be talking about that, about loyalty to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, where's the loyalty to the program, Jimbo?
It's here tonight on Wednesday. It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael.
Microphone's yanked away. He's pushed out of the building. Literally pushed out of the building.
Where's the loyalty? It's here tonight. It's here tonight. It's here tonight.
I'm here tonight. I'm Gene Dickerhoff. Fire the cannons. It's here tonight. That's where the loyalty is. I don't know. Every minute that passes, I think it gets worse and worse for A&M. Like, he would have taken it by now, right? Why is he doing a coach's show? Their season's over. Their season's over to the bowl game. Why would he do a coach's show?
I don't know.
Unless he's getting, like, you
contract.
Know,
I'm sure he's getting paid.
That's what I'm saying. He's contractually obligated to do that.
Yeah.
And probably he doesn't want to take away. I mean, they do have a bowl game. Right now, CBS Sports has them projected in the Independence Bowl.
Oh, Shreveport, here we come.
So here, they made a lot of modifications to that stadium. So maybe that's why.
Troy, what's going on with this? Are you getting worried? And what's the backup plan?
Oh, absolutely not worried. I think it is going to be Jimbo Fisher. I think it's a done deal. They just can't announce it yet.
I do think that there's a really, really good chance, like a very solid chance. They actually know how to run a coaching search because they have a real athletic director who actually has a good reputation and a relationship with somebody who is a good coach, Jimbo Fisher. And that's why he flirted with LSU last year. He's got a contentious relationship with his. He doesn't think their facilities and all the support they get are that good. And A&M's a good job. A&M's a top five job in the conference. It's a really solid job. I'd take it, even though it's not a step up from FSU.
So is Chad Morris going to be left out in the cold?
He might be. He might be. I mean, sooner or later, I mean, all these people turn Tennessee down. It might get to him.
And
he's going to interview him already.
Herm Edwards reportedly takes the job at Arizona State.
Outside the box. I like it. I like it. Herm's not a bad coach. Herm's got a name. You know, that's part half the battle with college football is having a name that can go into getting into a recruit's living room. Arizona State has no history of football. I mean, they've got Darren Woodson, they got Pat Tillman, and like Snape. Jake Plummer. And that's their history of college football at Arizona State. Very, very little. So you've got that, and all of a sudden you get Herm Edwards, who every kid knows Herm from TV.
Yeah.
So that'll get you in the room. It's a good hire.
That's the latest on the craziness of college football. Has your phone just been blowing up with people laughing at you?
Well, it's been mostly yes, and then people that I went to college with or texted me all the things. They still live there, and they're texting all the stuff that's coming on about who's got rumors here, rumors there. Peyton is involved. Peyton's not letting T. Martin coach because Peyton doesn't want to have T. Martin as a guy ahead of him on the pecking order. All this crap. All this stuff. And if that's true.
Do you believe that?
I don't believe it. But here's the problem. Peyton's tied in with Jimmy Haslam. And if Jimmy Haslam doesn't want him, then neither does Peyton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.